Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, we've been talking about Israel for quite a while. I know you knew that. And praying for Israel and encouraging others, encouraging those that listen to VFN Radio to pray, to stand watch, to seek the Lord and pray for the protection of Israel. But you know that, and pray that our government officials, you know, move in favor towards Israel. Yeah. It's really interesting that Charisma News just put out an article called Judeo-Christian Values Forge Israeli-U.S. Ties. And they talk about the special ties between the United States and Israel. And they state that it's uniquely driven by a people-to-people, bottom-up relationship shaped by the American public more than by the American government.
Wow.
U.S. ties with the Jewish state have been exceptionally forged by the shared Judeo-Christian values. Listen, those in America, Americans, are not tight with Israel because of this awesome, you know, governmental policy and diplomatic tight. No, we are close because we share the same Judeo-Christian values. And as for Christians, we love the apple of God's eye. Our Bible is you know, our Old Testament
it's all
is
written by the
Jews. Hello,
every bit of it.
Every bit of it.
Yeah.
We love them. And this article goes on to say that Americans' sympathy for Israel is at a high watermark. Listen to this. It's at a high watermark. And this is an answer to so much prayer because when Israel's surrounded by enemies all around them, you know, in the Middle East, we certainly don't want enemies, homegrown enemies, pointing fingers there at Israel. And, you know, there's always some. But right now, there is a tremendous high watermark, according to Gallup poll, March 15, 2013. This is what their poll says, that there has been a steady increase in relative support for Israel over the past decade.
Wow.
Americans sympathize. They lean heavily toward the Israelis, okay? And today, 64% compared to 12%. I misread that. 64%. Mm-hmm. And these ties are based upon the Gallup poll. And it hasn't been this high since 1991 during the Gulf War. Oh. So this is really amazing. They talk about even the ties in Congress. They say that these unique ties go even way before the founding of Israel, which happened in 1948 as a nation, and even goes well beyond our president, Harry Truman, at the time, who did really an awesome thing, that within 11 minutes of Ben-Gurion giving his speech at 4 o'clock in Israel, declaring that Israel was a Jewish state, 11 minutes later, Harry Truman, with the full backing of the United States, the country, confirmed and received Israel as a nation and recognized them publicly. And we were you know, the superpower in the world at that time, which really, but our bond is even, you know, way before that. And it's really amazing to see that, especially now that the poll continues to say that 92% of Americans believe in God. Most polls find that 80% believe in Judeo-Christian values constitute the foundation of American culture. I'm going to read that again. 80% believe Judeo-Christian values constitute the foundations of American culture.
Wow.
In October 2011, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 396-9 to reaffirm "In God We Trust" as a national motto.
That was God.
Yeah, it was. It was President Eisenhower who signed that back July 30th, 1956, according to this article. But let me tell you, something's happening here. Something is happening, and it's really, really powerful. This is. We're gonna have this relayed on the torch, but it's gonna be connected there so you can see it. But the seeds. They go on to say that the seeds of the Judeo-Christian U.S. were planted in 1382, when John Wycliffe, an Oxford professor, produced the first English language Bible, making it available to the public at large. Wycliffe's groundbreaking initiative inspired the Puritan movement, from which came the earlier 17th pilgrims who landed in America. 17th century pilgrims that landed in America. And they came over on the Mayflower and all this type of stuff. And they came to seek, you know, a place where they can pursue God. But we found out that when Ferdinand, the king of Spain, was trying to expel the Jews and get rid of them in 1492, and because they wouldn't convert to Catholicism, go figure, that the Jewish people actually gave money to this explorer, Christopher Columbus, to go find the land for them to actually worship.
Yeah.
So our history goes way, way, way back. I didn't know this, but they said that George Washington and John Adams were referred to as Moses and Joshua.
Really?
And the founding fathers considered themselves to be the people of the modern day covenant. It's pretty amazing. And when you go to the House chamber on Capitol Hill and the U.S. Supreme Court, there are monuments of Moses' tablets.
Mm-hmm.
Listen
wow.
to this.
Wow.
In the chamber on Capitol Hill and the U.S. Supreme Court, the monuments of Moses' tablets are there. And so much of Judeo and Christian values are so interwoven between both of these countries.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I'll share a little bit about Chaim Soloman. If you look at the back of a dollar bill, and one day we can talk more in depth about this, but there's two circles, two emblems. The one on the left has a pyramid with the all-seeing eye, and the one on the right kind of looks like the U.S. presidential seal. Above the eagle, you're going to see I think it's 12 stars, but you'll see stars in the shape of the Star of David. And Chaim Soloman was a Jewish businessman who had a lot of wealth. I guess had an anointing for wealth, and he was able to bless George Washington. This is really a remarkable story. We want to talk about this in more depth when we have more time on VFN Radio. But it is a phenomenal, phenomenal story where, I mean, George Washington needed funds really, really bad. I mean, it was coming down several times for George Washington. We talked about him on The Torch. Let me tell you, this guy was an amazing, amazing American hero. I understand why he was the first president. I understand why he is greatly respected. I mean, we were blessed with this general. But anyhow, he needed the funds. He needed the funds for the army. And according to Chaim, I'm looking for this for you, Chaim basically gave George Washington the finances and the resources he needed for the army to continue to fight.
Yeah.
Those last finances actually helped push the tide over and cause him to have the victory. But the only thing that Chaim requested is that you remember the Jewish people. You remember us.
Yeah.
And somehow it came about that that Star of David was on the back of the U.S. bill.
How about that?
I never knew that before.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what happened, and it just goes to show you how much God is in control of everything. It really goes to show you how much God is in control of everything, and all we need to do is stay in tune with what God's doing.
Abiding, just simply paying attention to him. Ask him, God, what are you saying about this?
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
what are you doing?
Exactly right. Yeah. We need to abide, and especially when it comes to Israel, we're going to realize, listen, this dates way, 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 way long. It's not a new thing. Mm-hmm. We're not close to Israel because of some kind of, you know, political alliance or our diplomats are talking. Listen, we are close to Israel. We have 10 commandments in many courts today. We are close to Israel because we have shared Judeo-Christian values. And I got to share this with you. You would be surprised at the amount of cities that have biblical names in this country. I mean, this would really, really blow you away, and I want to get this for you. But there's so many cities named Bethlehem, Bethel, Zion, Shiloh. I mean, all these biblical names around this country.
Corinth.
Yep. I mean, so many. And here it is. 18 towns are called Jerusalem. 18 towns in the United States. 32 are called Salem. 18 are called Hebron. 24 are called Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
61 are called Shiloh. 7 are called Bethlehem. 14 cities in America are called Canaan. 9, Carmel. 38, Goshen. Okay?
Wow.
4 are called Rehoboth. And 6 are called Mount Zion. Come on now.
How about that?
Come on. This is all across the United States. We will stand with Israel forever, Lord willing.
Amen.
Forever, as long as we continue to pray for the apple of God's eye. I'm glad to know, and I'm glad to that we're seeing the answer of prayers, the fulfillment.
Amen.
That right now there's such a high watermark for Israel. Let me tell you, don't waver. Don't let that watermark go down. Let's continue to pray, because that's going to be tested in the coming days. That approval, that support, that love is going to be tested. And that's when we know how deep our love is. Will you stand? Stand firm for Israel.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.